Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there is one thing which is reality we cannot shy away from, whether we like it or we don't like it, we have to ultimately accept it. And that is, we are going to leave this world. We are only the travelers in this world. And what is more important is that we should make sure that we leave this world in a condition and situation that we may be able to present ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the acceptable manner. We all thinking, what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah? We all thinking, look, on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be just 1 meter above our heads. This world will be like a burning copper. What will be the condition of each person on that particular day? Before we can even listen to what will be success of which kind of people on the day of Qiyamah, we need to make a very important dua. And that is, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla really make it such that on the day of Qiyamah, we will not experience any difficulty. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the hadith Mubarakah that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you gain the closeness and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time will be so difficult, when the situation will be so tense, and on that particular day, you are resurrected. And when you look around, you find yourself in the company of Habib and Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How good and excellent will that be? But the question arises, how will we gain the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? How will we gain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned and has told us that the one who recites durood and salawat and salam upon me in abundance in this dunya will be that fortunate who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us make it a point to keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected, we are resurrected in the company of none other than our beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to keep reciting durood and salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amin bijain Nabi al-Amin sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.